Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. Indianapolis Chamber of Commerce President Roland Dorsen has resigned. The Indianapolis Star reports that Dorsen had taken a leave of absence for health reasons. He had been president since 2006, joining the chamber in 1991 as executive vice president. Local governments will no longer be able to set their minimum wage above the state's standard under a bill passed by the state Senate. Indianapolis Senator Scott Schneider, the bill's sponsor, says it's important for companies to know wage standards will be the same across the Hoosier state.
I think this is good public policy. There's no other aspect of labor law in the state of Indiana that a local unit of government has the ability to change. None.
Currently, Bloomington is the only city in Indiana with a wage standard higher than the state's. The bill now moves to the House for approval. Don't plan on spending the night at a southern Indiana casino this weekend. Flooding along the Ohio River has led to the closure of the Horseshoe Casino Hotel. The casino itself will still be open for business. And it's a must-win situation for the Indiana Pacers tomorrow as they face the Chicago Bulls in the fourth game of the playoffs. The Pacers lost again last night, 88-84. Guard Darren Collision says it's disappointing to lose another close one.
It hurts, but it's something that we have to learn from. You know, we're playing extremely hard. You know, this is, you know, the best team in the playoffs, so we're playing extremely hard. You know, we just got to continue to chip away and, go from there.
Tip-off is tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. It's the last day of our spring membership campaign. To support, call 800-233-0020.